praise your name for this beautiful day. We thank you, Father, for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the workings of your grace in our lives. And Lord, we want to thank you for every prayer and every praise. Thank you for the gift of today to come into your presence to worship and adore you. Be thou exalted forever. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I would like us to pray for every believer anywhere in the world. As many that are believing God for a miracle in their body, we're going to pray healing in their lives right now. Let's go ahead and begin to pray. Come into your presence. Lord, we know that you're God. We know that you're the mighty healer. Father God Almighty, you're the one that heals all manners of sicknesses, all manners of illnesses. In the name of Jesus, we come, Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit. The gracious Lamb of God, you will heal your children. Father, touch their bodies right now wherever they are. Lord, we pray for all your servants, all the ministers of the gospel. Father, that are sick in their body, we rebuke that infirmity. We rebuke that sickness. Father God Almighty, we command healing in their body in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will send your healing presence. Send your healing power right now. Father, we command every infirmity to leave. We pray for all your children, every sheep that is sick, that is right there in their home. Father God Almighty, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them from them all. Lord, we pray for your miracle. Lord, we pray for your healing power. My God and my Father, free your daughter. Father God Almighty, free your son. Father, free your son right now. Free your daughter from that affliction. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, stretch forth your healing power. Lord, stretch forth your healing hand. Right now, Father God Almighty, upon that bed of languish. Paula Balentone Mahazaya Doresha Kabaran. Rebadore Moroskele Bregadoni Andalabayatalaba. Father, we come against every cancer. Lord, we come against every high blood pressure. Lord, we come against every diabetes. Lord, we come against every coronavirus, whatever sickness. Lord, we come against the arm of the enemy. We command the powers of the wicked one to be broken right now. Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I command that daughter, I command that son of God to rise up right now from that bed of affliction. I command that child to be healed. Father God Almighty, stretch forth your healing hand. Lord, upon that little child. Lord, upon that infant. Lord, upon that daughter. By the power of the Holy Spirit. My God and my Father, we stand in the house of prayer. We stand in the place of God that you have established a covenant with. You said where the altar has been raised in my name. You said I will come there and I will bless. Father, we pray your blessing right now. Father, upon the life of all your sons and daughters. We pray for the energy of the Holy Spirit. Father, touch their eyes. Lord, touch their ears that they will hear. Touch their eyes that they may see. Father God Almighty, release new breath into their nostrils right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that let that pain go. Let that pain disappear. My God and my Father, you are the great physician. You are the great physician. You are the great physician. Ladende baraka bayanto lebaka yarabara. Rada de nerebo kosaka bayando de moskalabara. Oh, Jesus, touch them. Oh, Jesus, minister to their body. Oh, Jesus, minister to their soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I command right now, let the arm of the wicked be broken. Let the arm of the wicked be broken. I rebuke that devil. I come against the agents of darkness. I come against your word. In the name of Jesus, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. This is the reason why I am anointed. This is the reason why I was called. This is the reason why I am a child of God, that I will stand in the gap on behalf of my brothers and my sisters around the world. Lord, I command their healing right now. Lord, I command their deliverance right now. I come against anyone that is under demonic bondage, anyone that has been initiated. Father God, I use the power of light to set them free right now. To set them free right now. Be free from the grave of the enemy. Be free from the control of the enemy. Be free from the grip of the enemy. Be free from the hands and the activities of witchcraft. I command the powers of the enemy to be destroyed from the blood-sucking demon. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, send the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, release strength at this time. Release strength into their lives. It is written in the book of Revelation 21, verse 4. And you will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death will not exist any longer. We come against the spirit of death over any child. That child will not die prematurely. That daughter will not die prematurely. Father, we announce it and we decree it so. That woman will not die prematurely. That man will not die prematurely. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand on behalf of your daughter. We stand on behalf of your son. Wipe away every tear, Father. Wipe away every tear, Father. The immortal God, the invisible God, the God that is the same yesterday, the God that is the same today, the God that is the same forevermore. For this reason you anointed us. You say, go and heal the sick. Go and cast out devils. Go and raise the dead. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command the sick to be healed. Let every pain go. For it is written, pain shall no more be in existence. Father, heal your children. Heal your sons and daughters by the power of the Holy Spirit. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Place your two hands on your head. I want you to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I will fulfill my days on earth. Any infirmity around me, get out of my body. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have no right to stay in my life. In the name of Jesus, place your two hands on your head and speak over your life. Jesus, my Lord, my healer, my restorer, my strength and my hope, my God, Search me by thy spirit and make me whole again. Make me whole again. Let me be strong. Let me be bright. I receive from you. As the 6 month is coming to an end, in the next 6 months, I receive life. I receive life. I receive life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. For he crushes, the Bible says, but he also binds up. He strikes, but his hands also heal. For he crushes, but also binds up. He strikes, but his hands also heal. There is somebody right now that is very close to you, who you know that needs healing. Call them by name and speak healing into their lives. It can be a friend. It can be an associate. It can be a family member. Father, look down with compassion on our friends. Look down with compassion upon our family members. Anyone that has been confined to a bed of sickness, or anyone that is in great physical pain, send your comfort right now. Send your healing power. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. In your grace, be gracious. In your kindness, be kind, please, Father. Father, strengthen this friend. Father, strengthen this family member. Lord, heal them. Whatever the problem is, I don't want to know. But you are the mighty healer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the hand of the devil. I rebuke that infirmity. Anywhere in the world following this prayer, let your healing come. Dear God, I know that our times are in your hands. I also believe that you care about everything that concerns our lives. You care for everything that concerns my life. Lord, I am not surprised at all because you're in control. I believe, oh God, for a miracle right now. All the family members that your children have called their names, heal them right now. Heal them right now. Heal them right now. Heal them right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for an unusual miracle to walk into that house. And I command you, child. I command you, woman. I command you, man, that has been mentioned by your family member or friend here, right now, get out of that bed of affliction in the name of Jesus. Get out of the bed of affliction in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of death. I rebuke the power of the enemy. Lord, any deteriorating state, any health that has been deteriorating with some ailments. Now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command that deterioration to stop in the name of Jesus. I command that body to begin to appreciate right now. I command that body to begin to appreciate right now. I command that body to begin to appreciate right now. Father, I pray concerning all your children in this 6 months, the Lord, everything that needs to be perfected in their body, Father, let it be perfected right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let it be perfected right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe a miracle for that woman that is groaning in pain. I believe you for a miracle for those families that are crying right now. Father, wipe away every tear in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you because there is no distance in the realm of the Spirit. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within us. And bless his holy name. We give you all the glory. We thank you for doing it, Father. Blessed be your holy name. And let all God's children go ahead and celebrate God for the miracle of healing right now. We give him praise. Give him all the glory. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. Well, I just want to announce that every Thanksgiving and testimonies will be on Friday during our praise, Thanksgiving, and testimony time. And how many of you are on the social media? How many of you are on the Facebook or you're transacting on WhatsApp and all of the? You're on your social media. Let me see your hands up. All right. How many of you had the privilege of seeing a video that I made that is going all over the world? How many of you were able to see it? Now, you got a responsibility to make sure that you follow my Facebook page. And this is your responsibility. You must understand you're in a digital age. We have a responsibility to defend the gospel, defend the word and men that have stood for righteousness against men who come to speak all kinds of nonsense. So please make sure that if you're not on my Facebook page, get on there and get the message. And also on the Ebomi social network platforms, you will also get the video for you to send it all over. I can see comments from all different parts of the world of people. So I want to see you do more than the people outside. All right. We continue with the lessons and the teachings. Before we get to worship the Lord with a hymn, one thing that is very important is for us to understand the purpose why God created man and why God made us. God created us in his own likeness and in his own form. And so everything about our lives will have to reflect God. Everything about our work, our duties, our activities on earth will have to reflect God. The Bible testified to us from the book of Genesis that God walked. God didn't just sit and sleep. He walked to be able to make the earth that we have today. God walked for several days, and the Bible told us the day that God rested. And after that, God has been on walking. So we saw certain truths that successful people, they see walk as an assignment from God. They know that it is God's own pattern for us to work. And so we read in the book of Colossians that whatsoever thing we do, we should do it heartily. We should do it with all of our heart and all of our strength and everything that we got in us. Because it is this same God that will receive what we do and He will reward us. And then we also saw that no matter the situation around the world, in the midst of darkness, confusing time, successful people don't complain. They don't murmur. They don't argue. We've seen that do all things without murmuring or disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless. And we discovered yesterday that when you complain or you argue, you are harming your own self. You are harming the system, or you are contaminating or defiling your business, or defiling your family, or defiling your prayer. And there's no way it can receive an answer from the presence of God. And then we saw, number three, that these people don't accept weariness or weakness of the body to slow them down. They deprive themselves of personal comfort and personal conveniences to get jobs done, to accomplish every task. And that's why we read in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Whether it is spiritual, whether it is family, whether it is economic or business, whether it is ministerial, whether it is on a personal pursuit or education, if you faint, you will never get to finish your task. It takes such commitment for you to deprive yourself of personal comfort. And then number four, we saw that God is always at the center of their work. Whatever they do, they always think about honoring God. They always want to make sure that they put themselves in line with what God demands and God desires. And that's why Jesus Christ said, I must go about my Father's business. I must be engaging. I must be busy doing my Father's task. He understood his assignment, the description of his assignment. And when he came up in life, the Bible testified to us that he read the description of his work on earth. And he cited each point of what he is expected to do. The aspect that he was not to do at that particular time, he skipped that aspect. But he was able to explain and expound on his assignment. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that worketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hand. That's what the scripture says in Psalm 128 and verse 1-2. Happy shalt thou be when you find yourself really doing what you are called and assigned to do. There is this fulfillment inside of you. That's why you realize that people that understand the power of work, they don't actually get excited at the amount of money they are paid. They are excited at what they deliver. They are excited at the product that they give out. And we saw number five, that without work on your hands, there is nothing that God will ever use to bless. There's nothing that God will ever use to establish you. You got to do something with your hand. You got to do something with your hand. You got to do something with your hand. You find a bunch of people who deceive themselves by taking scriptures out of context. Somebody just stays inside the house for 3 months, not going anywhere, not working, but moving from place to place, begging for food. And all he says that is fasting and praying. Fasting and praying does not stop you from work. We have fasted. We are still fasting. On dry fasting, one is still working. On a very lengthy days of fasting, one is still working. Because you cannot go to the market by speaking in tongues to get grains of rice or maize. You will have to pay for it. And the only way you can do that is by work. When Jesus wanted to perform the miracle in the lives of the disciples, he would have just sat outside and just say, "Fish, all of you come out of the sea," and respond to the disciple. Still, Jesus said to them, "Get into the place of your work. What you're good at, and then cast the net. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it." You can only enjoy an effective prayer when you have something doing. Then you can place a demand on God. "Father, please establish what I'm doing." And you know what you're doing? You're doing it excellently. There's something I'm going to share with us as we get into this part of this message. Then number six, successful people, they hate laziness. They are always passionate about their work. They don't pity themselves when it comes to hard work. They don't pity themselves at all. They are excited at confronting, they are excited at taking bigger jobs. One thing you find about these people is that they create work where there is no work. They create work where there is no work. It's a lazy person who looks at the sky and said, "It's going to rain heavily and I'm not going to go to work." It's a lazy person who says, "Well, there is a lion on the street and I am afraid to step out." The Bible says that not slothful in business, fervent in spirit and serving the Lord. You can't be doing your job and then you'll be coming to your shop as a businessman at 11 o'clock, at 12 o'clock. That's when you're coming to open your shop. It doesn't matter how small your business is. How you treat a small business will be the same way you would treat a bigger business. God doesn't start with anybody from big. He starts with everybody from small. That's why none of us that is an adult here, you were born an adult. Everybody here was born a little child. But through time, you grew. In the midnight time, when you were a baby, you will wake up your mom. Your mom, even though she is so deep in sleep and she knows that she needs to sleep, but because she is at work in making sure that she takes care of you, in the midnight when everybody was asleep, your mother will be up to make sure that she takes care of you. And early in the morning, before everybody wakes up, she's up again to make sure that she prepares every other family member to get ready for school. And then she prepares the meal and starts cleaning the house. Successful people, they hate lazy people. That's why Proverbs 21 and verse 25, a lazy, uninspired person will not get anything done. One of the things we learned yesterday is that they refuse. You give them jobs to do, they will always turn their back on it. And that's why when people are complaining that there are no jobs, there's nothing to do, they tell you there's nothing to do. Like some people send me a text pleading that I should assist them with 1,000 naira to go and feed. The question I ask myself, for you to even have money to put credit in your phone, how much money did you put in your phone? 1,000 naira. It's a shame. I can go on the street and walk and I'll be able to get 1,000 naira from hard work. It's amazing to me when I'm seeing so many people becoming beggars. You don't have to if you're a hard worker. That's when you realize that people that are hard working, they make sure that they utilize every minute and every second of their lives. Successful people, number seven, I shared with us yesterday, never get things done without putting up a fight. Whatever you are going to do in this life and you're not ready to fight out, then I can tell you that you will always be a victim. It takes a fight for you to be able to excel in study. Even when I was doing it in those days, my Quranic lessons, you realize that for you to become, to be able to cram the things you're reading, you will be saying one thing,
1,000 times for it to get into your brain. Reading from Surah Al-Fatiha to Surah Al-Nisa. When I got born again in Christ, studying the scriptures is a hard work. And then coming out to do stuff. Even studying subjects like physics, chemistry, biology and all of that. Studying those books. I was studying certain books even when I was not going to study them in terms of going to, you know, use them to work. And sometimes you will have to put some cold water in the midnight and put your legs inside the water so that you can read. It takes hard work. I read medical books on my own. I read historical books on my own. I became one of the best in mathematics, physics, and other subjects because I fought knowing that it's a hard work. It is not saying I'm professing I'm going to be the best student. It takes a hard work for you to fight. And there are so many people and there are many powers of darkness that are working 24 hours to make sure that they quench your light. That's why Paul the Apostle said to us, I have fought the good fight of faith. Even the things that concern the faith, it takes a fight. You don't fight it, you continue to become a victim. Jesus said the enemy comes daily, but he finds nothing. If you slap the devil down and he falls down today, he will come back in another form tomorrow. It takes constant fight. That's why when I see people trying to say, well, this is a challenge. Oh, I have a challenge. I have a problem. One thing I don't accept is you telling me this is a problem. Because problems will always be. But what makes a man is your capacity to conquer the problem. You don't tell me that is a giant that we cannot conquer. Don't tell me that. That's how big a giant is. You can conquer that giant. Successful people, therefore number 8 today, they are people that work hard to provide for their family. They provide for the fellowship where they are. They assist in helping the brethren. They don't accept complacency for spirituality. There are too many lazy people that use prayer, use fellowship, to lazy around. You care not. Be coming to church, for instance, and you're a worker doing stuff from Monday to Sunday. You take 4 hours out of your job every day. No. That's why we have the day of activity. And within that particular time, you schedule yourself. If you're having a lunch hour in your job and they give break for 1 hour, you tell them, I'm not going to take that break, sir. I want you to give me that break at this particular time when I will go to fellowship. Some people use certain things as a pathway for their laziness. We have too many religious people. They are very religious. But they are very lazy to use their mind. Very lazy for them to work. They want good things of life, but they are not ready to really persevere and serve to get that job done. That's why it is always said that you give too many Christians a lot of job to do, they will just mess your job up. And they will come up with a face of self-pity for you to look at them with the eyes of religion. Things don't work that way at the place of work. And that's why Jesus Christ, if you look at the way he has worked in his life, Jesus was emphatic. Jesus was focused firm on anybody that is coming to work in his company. All the men that did not agree with the policy of his company, he let them go. It is better for you to have one person in your company that is ready to serve and to work and to labor with you and agree with you and run all the way than to have a bunch of people who are divided on that same policy. And that's why 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. First Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. But if any one of you does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. This is so amazing. You find husbands sitting down at home, just roaming up and down, and they allow their wives to be providing for them and say they have no job. They've been out of job for the past 6 months. You are worse than an infidel. Then they still come to church. They are elders in church, yet they are not providing for their family. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith. So you say yourself, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. You are not. I tell you the truth, you won't even see heaven. Because the Bible says you have denied the faith. All men that are successful, they will pay every price to make sure that their children go to school. They will pay every price to make sure that the future of their home is secured with the little that they have. They know how to manage things. They know how to guide things with what they got. Number 9 point, there is always a great reward in hard work. They understand that hard work always brings great reward in your life. Successful people talk the talk. They walk the walk. They are not the people who say things that they don't do. Wherever you find a successful people, you discover that what they say is exactly what they do. When they tell you work hard, go and check their life. They are hard workers. When it comes to prayer, when it comes to studying the word, when it comes to living the lifestyle as a believer in Christ, they talk the talk, they walk the walk. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 23. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 23. In all toil, in all labor, there is profit. In all toil, it doesn't matter the time, it doesn't matter the season. It doesn't matter whether there is a famine, whether there is a drought. No, it doesn't matter. In all toil, there is profit. But mere talk tends only to poverty. People who just talk, and they don't talk the talk. They don't walk the walk. You just hear them, you know, describe. When you just listen to them, they speak big grammars. And then at the end of the day, just give them some work to do. You'll be so disappointed. If you want to succeed in work, then you must walk the walk. You must talk the talk. It is the smartness of men. When you combine smartness and hard work, you put excellence to everything that you do that makes you to become successful. That's where you realize that you get the harvest first. Every hard worker, every laborer is the first partaker of the fruits. He is the first one that will get the harvest. But you have to work. So in this time, I'm speaking into your life to know the days ahead are going to be tough days for lazy people. But they are going to become great days for people who have prepared themselves. You know, it's like somebody who has been warming himself, preparing himself, doing all the gym or during all the karate, doing all the preparation for war, even though there is no war. When war comes, he will not be taken by surprise. He'll be ready for it. That's what the Bible said to us, be ready, be prepared, be well packaged in season and out of season. So that whatever comes around you, you are ready to face it. Just ever ready at all times. The days ahead are going to become crucial days prophetically. But they are brighter days for the covenant children of God. But friends, that can only happen in your life when you are smart. When you are smart. When you are smart. You know how to get things done when you should get them done. I came around a few days ago. A job that was supposed to get done by some of my staff. And when I came, I said, why was this job not done? Oh, they were giving me certain excuses. There's no carpenter. We've been looking for the carpenter. And I was listening to them. And I said, do you really need a carpenter to do the casting of this place? And they were giving me all the technical reasons. I was putting on, I came in dressed with my suit, and I jumped into the pit. I started arranging the rocks, preparing for casting. The next morning, I came in here and joined in casting. We didn't hire any carpenter, and the job was done. Now, a lot of times people miss out of so much in their lives because of the inability to initiate things. One of them begged me and said, Daddy, please, please, please. Because I said, we're going to move the tanks in the primary school over here. Oh, please, please, Daddy, we're going to do it on Monday. And I said to them, how many times did you hear me that I don't believe in tomorrow? And they said that separately. And I said, so, and you're saying the same thing? All right. I listened to your begging. It will be on Monday. The next morning, I came here. We arranged everything in this hall. I joined the boys to lift the chairs up to create the distancing according to the law. And at the same time, Pastor Jerry came and with the other boys, and we moved the tank over. We didn't wait for Monday. We got it done on Saturday. Be smart. So if it is an opportunity, you know what? I would have taken over their opportunities in life and leave them stranded. Because I got the job done before the time. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6. It is the hard working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crop. The hard working farmer. The hard working farmer. The Good News Translation says those who work hard and put in the effort deserve to be rewarded. Those who work hard and put in the effort, they deserve to be rewarded. Don't ever eat in your life from the table of idleness. Don't ever accept that in your life. Some of my children came around and said, Daddy, I want to receive the anointing because I discovered that you have the grace to get projects done so quick. It is not praying over you. It is doing the things I do. I can lay my hands on you. No oil will come over you when you're not willing to rise up to do what I do. Refuse to eat from the table of idleness. If you don't work, you don't deserve to eat. Stop jumping up and down, especially young people. And some of us that are men or women or you're listening. Stop jumping up and down. You are a witch when you jump here and there to be gossiping. And you find too many witches among women and men. All they spend their time is talking about people. You have so much to do in this life that you don't have time to talk about people. You are there. you're there. You don't know that each of these times you're jumping here, jumping there, days are passing. Life is like a candle. The moment you came into this world, your candle was lit. Whether you use it well, you don't use it well, your time is passing. And you will never recover it. Use your time properly. Use your time properly. If you have a free time, take books and read. If you don't know how to read, listen to text. Technology has made so many things easy. You don't know how to read, you can get things written. And then they have been recited into tapes and whatever. You can listen to that. You have a free time, get into study about computers. We are now living in the digital age. What is it that is going to make me more productive? Right now, as I talk to you, we were able to analyze the most richest people in the world. They got their riches through the internet, or what you call the ICT, information technology. It is not just buying and selling on the street. How do I get myself technology compliant? Medicine is going online. Selling product is going online. Finding certain customers is going online. Even education right now is getting online. Right, while a lot of lectures are going on online. Conventions are going on online. The North American Redeemed Christian Church of God had their convention, which would have attracted tens of thousands. That is the largest gathering in America. But as of this year, all the speakers were preaching online. Second Thessalonians chapter 10, verse 12. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. For even when we were with you, we will give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. Now, you see, what I'm teaching us here, that is the way the apostles behaved. They weren't just a church where you just see noise making and all of that. They were dealing with the daily matters of life on how believers can succeed. And sometimes the apostles were too tough. If you look at it even on the description of who is to be called a widow, you will discover that some of the people were called widows in church. The early church did not see them as widows. The early church described who is to be called a widow, and then they said what she has done before her husband passed on and at what particular age before you can call her a widow. And even the widow that you need to begin to take care of is a widow that does not even have relations that are taking care of her. That's how tough they were. Now listen to what he said. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness. Very spiritual people, the Thessalonian church. We discover that some of you walk. Now when you're working, there is a movement, but you're achieving nothing. Look at what he said. Now, such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and earn their own living. Stop jumping on. Let me read something that I left behind. He said, for we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. They are busy, but not at work. Bro, where did you go? I went to visit that brother. And you left your work. Just going from house to house. Huh? Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God to Sister Dashes. You know her? You know Sister Dashes? I know her. The one in where? Supplication. Ah, yeah. Now, wow. Yesterday when they were praying, in their prayer, I was there. You were the number one. Busy bodies trying to put head and hit people's head together. Destroying. You are a witch. You are the one that people get sympathy with in your house to come and tell you everything going on. You say, let's just be managing. I try to tell them, they don't. Let's just be. You are the one that people can come to your house. We heard some of you. This is one of the things that is common among believers. Especially in these last days. Get out of that. Sit up, woman. Just allowing your children to be roaming the street. You have your little kids. You don't know how to train them. Tomorrow you say, I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. You were irresponsible when these kids were small. Sometimes when I go to certain areas, I just look at children on the street from morning to night, jumping, hit leg, carry this, hucha. The question I ask, where are their mothers? See, every little child has an Adamic nature of rebellion. My granddaughter, who taught her? My granddaughter, she's just 1 year old. And her elder sister was doing something she didn't like. And all the teeth she has is just about 5. Who told her that to bite is to tell the person that I don't like what you're doing? Who told her? It's the Adamic nature. And I said to them, and I said, look here. They will begin to bring out certain natures now. Correct it. That's training. But your own, you're busy quenching other people's fire, and your firehouse is on fire. Remove the fire in your house. You get revelation for other people, but you don't get revelation for yourself. You see prophecy for other people, but you don't see prophecy for yourself. You are a witch. I should first see prophecy and revelation for myself before I see for another person. What did Jesus say to us? He didn't say, love others first before you. He said, love others as you love yourself. David prepared men before the war came. Jephthah, thrown out and rejected. He didn't go around the city and say, please come and settle this matter between me and my brothers. I don't know because my mother is not there. That's where they threw me out. Please come and help me. No. He said, you throw me out. I learned to take responsibility. And the Bible says he went to the mountain and trained himself and trained men with him. Ahead of time, there is a day trouble is coming. You will look for me. Don't be busybody. Don't sit down and just be talking nonsense. Spirituality is the capacity to be able to work. Mommy's here. Sometimes when we go to the camp, we'll be done with service. Sometimes around 2 a.m., the Holy Ghost service is over. 2 a.m. Yet my father, in his 70s, he will be seeing certain leaders from different, certain meetings will go on. After that, he will have his prayer walk. Prayer walk for how many hours before he will come to sleep. And the next day, work starts. I claim. Claiming it does not give it to you. It takes hard work. I'm going to pray one prayer for you before I close. Among all men in this country, and those of you watching from any part of the world, one of the prayers in these last days is that God will separate you from the common people. God would bring you to the place where you'd be busy for work. So consume in your work. The question I asked myself many years ago when I came to this town. The most successful people are strangers who came. From Obomo Shaw, from the Delta, Warri area, some Hausa, but the people of the land are nowhere. Now, thank God their eyes is open. Now, if somebody has come from all of these places and succeeded in this same land, why should you be crying? It means there are treasures. Driving with Mohammed Wright going down to Rayfield area, I was just looking at the city of Jordan. I said, wow, this city has really expanded. If it's a dead place, you will have nobody coming. Know this, that there is nothing in this life that you cannot do. There is a grace God has put inside of you to do all things. There is absolutely nothing you cannot change. I'm speaking to your mind. Go and check yourself. Like I was talking to a young man. I said, you were busy like that, doing all of these busy things. Do busy things without definition. I said, as of the time you started this kind of foolish busyness, you thought you had time, you're a young man, you were just in your 20s. Now you are 30-something years old. And you are still nowhere. You've not even started life. And he broke down and said, Daddy, the veil has fallen off my eyes. Now I can see. Busybody in all the men's matter. The word of the Lord said in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Lift up your right hand and shout it with strength and conviction. I. Say it again. I. Say it again. I. Say it again. I. Say it again. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am seeing many of you establishing industries in this city. I am seeing many of you establishing factories in this city. I am seeing many of you establishing corporations in this city. Let me just read the Good News Translation. It says, at the end of the day, God is on our side. At the end of the day, God is on our side. We can do anything thanks to him. We just need to ask for his support, and he will give us that support. At the end of the day, God is on our side. If God is on your side, you cannot fail. If God is on your side, you cannot be frustrated. If God is on your side, you will transform and take over the world. He left me with a command. He didn't tell me, just sit down and be praying for my coming and be waiting for rapture. He said to me, occupy till I come. Ladies and gentlemen, we will keep buying and keep taking over. And keep taking over, and keep taking over, and keep taking over, and keep taking over. Until the last minute, I will breathe my last breath. You know why? Because even when we are gone to heaven,
we will not be staying there permanently.
After the rapture, we shall all return back to this earth. This just will not change. What you left just with is what you come back to meet it. And some of us will be posted. Some of you will be posted back to just. And you know what the Bible said to us? We are going to reign with him 1,000 years in this world. 1,000 years. This one that is only 100 years, you're getting tired. We're coming back 1,000 years. And we shall reign with him. And that's why he said, occupy till I come. Because some of you, what you have conquered, you will come back to take over. Some of us will become presidents of nations. If you are going to be a president of a nation, shout the loudest, amen. So let me give you these 7 points as the principle that needs to guide you at work. Number one, be prompt at work. Be prompt. Be on time. And be very serious. Number two, make your work exciting. Nobody's going to make it exciting for you. Make it exciting and productive. Number three, make use of every second. Make use of every second and create opportunities to do better. Make use of every second and create opportunities to do better. Number four, don't wait to be told. Always ask what to do. Don't wait to be told in any business, in any work, wherever you're working. Always ask, what next can I do? You will always stand out among others. Be proactive at work. Be proactive at work. Then number five, be a good marketer. Promote the work you are working. Advertise the work you are working. Because everything that you do, whether it is business, whatever you do for anybody, or for yourself, or for somebody, you're sowing seed. Be a good marketer. Be a good promoter. Then number six, be confidential. Let it be that they can rely on you. Let it be that every matter discussed in your office, you keep that secret. You don't take it out. Don't discuss office matter with your husband or your wife. Keep that secret because they say confidential. It's confidential. Don't discuss the matters of your office with anybody that just come around. Make sure that you keep confidence. And then number seven, pray for your work. Pray for your work at all times. That's why the Bible said to us in Proverbs chapter 16 verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts shall be established. When you follow these steps, it will help to guide you. And finally, take ownership of your work. Whether the work is yours or the work is somebody else, or you're serving in the government or private sector, take ownership of the work. Jesus said, if you do not know, please underline that word. If you need to remind yourself every day, if you do not know how to take care of what belongs to another man, how can God give you your own true riches? The way God rewards us is on how we take care of what belongs to somebody. That's why it amazes me when I see Christians misbehave as civil servants. Do things differently. Take ownership. Take responsibility. Like someone said, don't you ever ask what your nation can do for you, but always ask what you can do for your nation. Add value. By the message of God, I have added value to this town in terms of the inflow I bring into this town. Add value to what you meet on ground. Don't leave the place that you meet the same way you met it. Improve on it. Add better life to it. And God will turn around to compensate you. God will turn around to reward you. I believe today that you're going to walk in the light of God's word. And everywhere you go, darkness will bow before you.
Rise on your feet in Jesus' name. And let's take up our song, Let There Be Light. Let there be light, and all darkness be removed. Let there be light, oh most darkness shall not be. Let there be light, so strong to begin. Let there be light, we will be no more stopping. Oh Lord, let there be light. Let there be light, of what journey will start soon. Let there be light, a promotion will hasten. Let there be light, and a talk will be soon. Oh Lord, let there be light. Let there be light, we will see God more clearly. Let there be light. Let there be light, we will not be lonely. Oh Lord, let there be light. Let there be light, we will sing hallelujah. Let there be light, we will shout hallelujah. Let there be light, hallelujah be louder. Oh Lord, let there be light, let there be light, we will sing hallelujah. Let there be light, we will shout hallelujah. Let there be light, hallelujah, be louder. Oh Lord, let there be light. Oh Lord, let there be love. 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 Let somebody shout hallelujah. I give you the blessings of the Lord as you go back home. I decree and declare that the light of the Lord will shine over you and your family. Every demon and every demonic network that will rise against you, the Lord will scatter them by the power of light. I decree and declare that every tongue that will rise against you, the Lord will set confusion in their midst in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare every pain in and around your life, the light of the Lord will remove them out of your life in the name of Jesus. I decree God's healing upon your life. Your season of change has come. Your season of dominion has come. Wherever you go, you will shine as light in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of the Father. Bless you in the name of the Son. Bless you in the name of the Holy Ghost. And I pray that as you meditate over the lesson today, as we gather in the presence of the Lord tomorrow, I decree and declare that you and you and you and you, you will be the pride of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will be well pleased with you. Go home and keep shining as light. Go ahead and lift up your hands and wave it to the everlasting King as we all decree and declare God is God.